most impacted by this. But folks, reach out, ask for help.
Ain't no way to explain or say how painful the hangover was today in front of the toilet.
Welcome back, everyone. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We're going to go back to the live press conference occurring as we speak. Let's go back to the live press conference if we can. This is regarding the school shooting that killed three, including the shooter today at Abundant Life Christian School just outside of Madison.
We've done with the investigation. Any information that we uncover that will not compromise
Madison Police
the safety
Chief Barnes
of anyone involved or compromise the confidentiality of any of these children that are involved will tell you. I just ask for your patience.
All right, over there. Sorry. Go right ahead.
Chief, what kind of gun was used today?
We know it was a handgun. We know a handgun was recovered.
All right, sit down right there.
Was the shooting confined to one classroom or did it spread out?
We know it was confined to one space. I do not know if it was a classroom or a hallway. One of the things that we've gotten very good at, certainly different from in my day, is that if you do not need to be in a crime scene, you do not need to go to a crime scene. And so the crime scene and those persons who were involved, they have that crime scene locked down. I did not go or enter into that crime scene. But if you can imagine, most schools, the students go together, but they are segregated. So on each different floor, in each different group. And so there's no evidence that anyone else was injured that was not in the age group.
Danielle? What can you say at this time about how school staff responded?
We did have injuries, but it could have always, of course, had additional injuries. I do not know what the school's protocols are. Again, this is a private Christian school. I know that we have a very good rapport with MMSD, Madison Metropolitan Schools, public schools. So we have done trainings for them before, but I would assume that most of the teachers have the same or some similar type of training as a part of their certification.
There's conflicting reports online about how many students are enrolled at the school. Can you confirm?
Conflicting reports on total number of enrollments.
I do not know how many students attend the school, but their website says that they serve about 200 families.
Right in the back, white.
What kind of support systems are going to be made available to people who are affected by this?
That's a good question. As you heard from our mayor and our county exec, have services within our government that will be made available to them. I have a lot of confidence that they're going to follow through on that, and we'll make sure that that persons who need to. Do you guys want to speak to that?
Dane County Human Services, as well as the Red Cross and other consolidated agencies, are already on scene. And we will continue to be on scene, and those resources will be bolstered again. Please reach out. You are not alone. We are going to navigate this together. And there are people who are affected by this trauma who are not in the reunification center or at the school. We need folks to
be
reaching out because we do have resources.
Dane County Executive Melissa Agard.
Do you know if Abundant Christian Life School, did they have a school resource officer employed?
Is there a school resource officer?
It's not my knowledge that they had a school resource officer.
Chief Barnes,
if they did, it would be a police officer, and I know where they all are, and they're not in the schools right now.
15 in the back there.
So in terms of witnesses that you mentioned about investigation, what is that looking like? How many witnesses are you guys speaking
with?
Sure, so the detectives will talk to anyone who may have seen this particular event unfold. Anyone that may have been unfortunate to hear something, they will be talking to them. It's my understanding that that's in process now and everyone is cooperating fully. That will give us an idea of not only what unfolded, but it could answer the question to motivation, because again, the students who unfortunately had to witness this. But that's not something that we want to rush. We're not going to interrogate students. We're going to give them an opportunity to come in and speak to what they may have saw when they feel ready, which is why some of these questions can't be answered right now.
All right, Spectrum, how do you reassure the community that it's still okay to go back to school? I mean, everybody's got.
How do you reassure the community that it's okay to go back to school is being asked?
Everybody that's got to get anywhere, right?
Yeah, I think you're asking me, how can I say 100% that no child will ever be harmed in school? I can't. No police chief can. But all I can tell you is that we have systems in place so that if something happens, we can respond like we did today. I can tell you that our mayor and our county exec has committed resources to not only public health, but also mental health. I can tell you that every teacher that I've ever had contact with at MMSD cares deeply about their students. Every staff member, I talk to staff members all the time who tell me things that are going on in the schools and want to do whatever they can, even if it's under anonymity, to let me know that they want to have a safe school. So my reassurance to the public is that if you see something, say something. If you know someone who may be going through a difficult time, please reach out to someone. And I think what I can do is make sure that our police department is transparent and open and honest and inviting for people to call and give information. I think MMSD does an excellent job of that. And the same thing can be said for any other private school. If you want to give information or you need someone to talk to, I can promise you we'll have someone there to get that information.
All right, then. Yeah. Understanding that this is a private school you may not be as familiar with, what can you tell us about some of the physical measures that are in place in this school, whether it's metal detectors, secure entryway?
Reporters asking about physical
security. Yeah, that's a good question. I've never been
at the Abundant
in this school.
Life Christian School. We are going to take a short break. We're going to replay for you the comments of Dane County Executive Melissa Agard as soon as the conference concludes. If Police Chief Barnes is still speaking when we return, we will go back to that live press conference regarding the fatal shooting today of Abundant Life Christian School. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Maggie Dawn. Please stay tuned.